Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is a special live report. Yes, I'm going to report on the Jew Benjamin Fulford. And I'm going to show you how he lies to his audience and lies to the world. And I'm sure the Judeo-Christians suck it right up. We're going to listen to the report that is done. It's usually done on Before It's News, and somebody will do it as a computer-generated voice. So we're going to listen to it, and I'm going to show you some things. I want you to pay strict attention. Now, remember that I told you that the Jews have got this thing going on and have at least since 1961, when that fellow did the Jew did the expose on the Illuminati, so to speak, in 1961 at some hotel. Okay, Benjamin Friedman, another Benjamin. Well, I want to, you know, just mention to you that Eustace Mullins had said to me personally, he said, I knew that was BS when I heard it. And I'm telling you this, other people that have heard me talk about this in the past know what I'm talking about. But I didn't understand Eustace at the time. I was going, geez, I don't understand why he's saying that. Everything seemed pretty, sounded legit. But I didn't know that the end had been cut off of this talk. And it's always at the end when you find somebody like David Icke or generally anybody. I remember Deagle when I exposed the gospel of Deagle. They'll tell you a whole bunch of truth. And right at the end of the video, when most people might have got too tired and just shut it off by then they hit you with the hooker, you know? They hit you with what they really wanted to tell you in the message. And Benjamin Friedman, at the end of the message, when I finally found out why Eustace said it was BS, is because Benjamin Friedman was saying at the end that 95%, I think he said 92 or something, 95% of Jewry, the Khazarian Jews, are the evil merchants, and they're the bad Jews. But he said he could bring a whole string of rabbis in who were the good Jews, you know, the real tribe of Judah. Jews, which is a falsehood. So this is a way of playing the game good cop, bad cop. Good Jew, bad Jew. There's no such thing as a good Jew. Not even a dead Jew is a good Jew, is my own personal saying. And it remains true. You see, these Jews today that are committing suicide, like Bourdain, who just committed suicide, and supposedly Robin Williams and all those, they're finding out, they know that there is no afterlife for them, so to speak. There is no hope for the Jew. Because the Jew is a cursed people. They're not created by Yahweh. They're a hybrid people. And when they find that out, they realize that the game is over. And seeing these Jews dying left and right, Krauthammer says he's going to be dying soon. And this is an answer to prayer. I asked Yahweh if he would take away this generation of Jews. Even though Bourdain's only a chef and Krauthammer's only a Jewish talking head, they still had influence on people. And praise Yahweh for taking them out of the picture. Just took out Anne Frank's nurse, I suppose she is. I don't know what. She's another one of these Holocaust women or whatever, you know. Nonsense. So, Benjamin Friedman exposed himself and exposed the Jewish agenda at the end of that talk in 1961. I don't know if it was the Willard Hotel or whatever it was. I'm sure many of you have heard it, but I'm not sure that many of you have heard the end of it, because I had never heard the end of it. I had only heard the cutoff version. But when I heard the end, the words of Eustace Mullins rang true, and I knew why he said he knew it was BS. Amazing, it really is. It's amazing how, you know, by not telling the whole truth, they're lying to you. And that's exactly what Benjamin Fulford, I call him Benjamin Fulovit Ford. Now listen, do yourself a favor and go look at some pictures of this slippery, slimy snake. You will know immediately when you look into the eyes and the face of this rat-faced Jew that it is vile. Vermicious, disgusting, and I'm sure you would want nothing to do with it. But it has to carry on the agenda and the, you know, the lie that the Khazarian Jews are the evil merchant Jews. And it's not a lie, actually. It's just that the lie is that the other Jews are the good Jews. That's the real lie. It's not a lie that the Khazarian, that Judaism is a worldwide criminal cartel. It's a mafia. Yes, it is a mafia. And when you go against the Holocaust, as I said on an earlier Saxon's Creed show, which you really should hear, you're going against their money. And you're playing with their pocketbooks, their God, gold. That's why they don't want anybody speaking anything about the Holocaust, because you'll be affecting their bottom line, so to speak. Well, so it's not a lie that the Khazarian mafia is a mafia. What's a lie is, wait till you hear practically one of the first things that Friedman says here. Okay? Listen up. Pay attention.
Please open mind. Discern this and all information. June 4, 2018. Takedown of Israel may be imminent as NATO withdraws protection. Posted on BenjaminFulford.net. By Benjamin Fulford. Tectonic shifts in the geopolitical landscape continue at a dizzying pace around the world as the satanic Khazarian mob is being systematically removed from all world power centers. Multiple sources agree.
Let me ask you a quick question before we go on from there. Are the satanic Jews being removed from offices? Do you see any evidence of that? Of course you don't. Do you see the chemtrails disappearing? Do you see freedom of speech flourishing? Do you see Theresa May, who is an admitted Jew? Do you see Macron, who is a boot-licking Jew? And I believe he is a Jew. We'll find out about that. But we know Merkel is. Do you see any evidence of these leaders, so-called leaders, being removed? The satanic Khazarian mafia? No, you don't. But let's continue.
The situation has proceeded so far that the Khazarian Big Kahuna, Israel, may soon be liberated from the Satanists.
Did you just hear that? The Big Kahuna of the Khazarian Mafia, Israel, will soon be liberated from the Satanists. Are you catching it? They are the Satanists. They are the offspring of the devil. Is the devil going to liberate his children from himself? Can you believe the audacity of this filthy, dirty Jew to say these things? And I'm sure that there's people out there that are going to be fooled by these things. I'm sure of it. But if I point it out to you, it should be very, very clear to you. Something's wrong with the picture. So let me just back up a little bit. I want you to hear this.
In 18, takedown of Israel may be imminent as NATO withdraws protection. Posted on BenjaminFulford.net. By Benjamin Fulford. Tectonic shifts in the geopolitical landscape continue at a dizzying pace around the world as the satanic Hazarian mob is being systematically removed from all world power centers, multiple sources agree. The situation has proceeded so far that the Hazarian Big Kahuna, Israel, may soon be liberated from the Satanists, Pentagon sources say. In Europe, the changes of government last week in Italy, Spain, and Slovenia mean that only a rump of France, Germany, and Holland remain under Hazarian control, the sources say.
The sources say. Isn't that cute? Only those three? You mean to tell me that the UK and the US and Theresa May, the Jew, they're not under Khazarian control? They're not under Jewish control? Sources say. Pentagon sources say. Who runs the Pentagon anyway? The Pentagon. The Pentagon. What is the Pentagon? Why, it's the star, the upside-down star, the goat of Mendes with its star wings folded in. Remember the Chrysler logo? Well, all you had to do is look at the Chrysler logo, and you could just unfold the arms of the stars, and you would have seen an upside-down star on the front of your hood. Let's continue.
The liberation of the West is necessary to ensure that the East/West negotiations taking place in Singapore next week do not result in a one China world order replacing the Hazarian mafia at the top of the world, the sources say. Let us start by looking at the situation in Israel, where top Satanist leader Benjamin Netanyahu, like his predecessor Adolf Hitler, is now holed up in a bunker as he prepares for his inevitable defeat.
I hope you're hearing all this. I seriously, you know, I can't imagine like anybody could even really seriously listen to this stupid report. Of course, they believe Hitler's the most evil man in the world. And of course, Netanyahu, like his predecessor, Hitler. this is just too much. It really is. You know, I'm serious. You got to really catch the grip of this filthy Jew. Go look at the picture of him. Do me a favor. Go right now to Google and put Benjamin Fulford in and look at this slippery, slimy serpent. Look at the filthy look in his eyes all the time. And you'll understand everything. I'm just going to go back a little now here again.
Last week in Italy, Spain, and Slovenia mean that only a rump of France, Germany, and Holland remain under Hazarian control, the sources say.
Only Germany, France, and Holland? Is that what she just said? Is under Khazarian control? Just like I said, the UK's not under Khazarian control with the force of Freemasonry backing it all up. As a matter of fact, let me ask you a question. You know all of our musical heroes of the past, like Mr. Paul McCartney, as he sings his love songs to the Jewesses that he's married. And, you know, I love the Beatles, and that was all a psyop that worked on all of us. How couldn't it? How could you not like that music? It's good music. It's catchy music. And anybody would have fallen for it. I even noticed that they would put instruments like Greek instruments into there, and Indian instruments, of course, even in the beginning, to lure the world into this psyop. And it worked. Believe me, it worked. Obviously, Theodore Adorno is a great songwriter. There's no doubt about it. But to listen to Paul McCartney sing his cheap love songs to filthy, dirty Jewesses that are now dead or cast away, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy because how far will you go to sing a song to the world? Will you give your soul to sing a song to the world? Is it that important that you sing a song to the world that you need to give your own soul up for it? Why would Paul McCartney have a propensity to marry Jewesses? I think all but one of his wives were Jews, if not all of them. Linda Eastman is a Jewess. She died early because Jews die early. They die of all kinds of diseases because they're race mixers, because they have a propensity to have these diseases. They are abominations. They're hybrids. And hybrids are susceptible to these types of things. I mean, the list of diseases that the Jews are susceptible to would knock your socks off. Why is Paul McCartney in love with a dirty Jewess? Now, I'm not sure he's not a Jew, but I don't think he's a Jew. I just can't tell, really, because so much has been hidden. We know Ringo's a Jew. I certainly do believe John is a Jew. And I suspect George is as well. Harrison, the name Harrison. However, I just can't understand. Where are these people? The UK is being taken under. Why aren't our musical heroes standing up? They always stood up and stood up against the war and stood up against this and stood up against that. Where are they now? The only one that has any guts at all is Roger Waters. The only one who has any guts at all. Where is Mr. Sir Paul McCartney, the Freemason? Well, I'll explain it to you. They're part of the problem. Why does the Queen sit back and do nothing? That the UK is going under the water. Because they're in the Jewish agenda. They're the ones that helped this to happen. Those songs and all the things that have taken place in the 19th and 20th centuries and now the 21st have been a lead up to the death of the Israelite nations. And all of these pawns are players in the game. That's where they are. You don't hear them protesting anywhere, do you? They'll do anything to sing a song to the world. They'll do anything to hear the applause of that second world. The world that Yahweh told us to stay away from. The world that wasn't the world he gave his only begotten son for. It's the world he is disgusted of. It's the world that he wants you to be have nothing to do with. Let's listen on with Mr. Benjamin Freeman's Benjamin Fulovit Ford
The liberation of the West is necessary to ensure that the East/West negotiations taking place in Singapore next week do not result in a One China World Order replacing the Hazarian Mafia at the top of the world, the sources say. Let us start by looking.
So what he's saying there is the West needs to be liberated so that the Chinese won't take over the One World Order from the Khazarian Mafia. That's what you just said, by the way. You get it? First he's saying that the Khazarian Mafia is being taken down. Then he's saying that the West needs to be liberated so that China won't take over the New World Order from the Jews' New World Order. Let's continue. Can you see what's being said and how ridiculous it all is?
Looking at the situation in Israel, where top Satanist leader Benjamin Netanyahu, like his predecessor Adolf Hitler, is now holed up in a bunker as he prepares for his inevitable defeat. The public statement last week by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that the alliance wouldn't come to Israel's defense in case of attack by Iran was a visible sign of the imminent regime change in Israel. More important is what was left unsaid, according to Pentagon sources, which is that NATO will not defend this illegitimate Zionist entity from the Russian bear. In any case, Netanyahu and his regime have lost the support of most real Jews, as opposed to closet Satanists.
Did you hear that? Most real Jews? Now the Khazarian Jews are not real Jews, according to the Jewish agenda, but those real Jews, you know, the good ones, you know, the ones that are of the tribe of Israel, the only tribe that's left, by the way. How long can people fall for this stupid nonsense? Seriously. Now, isn't it funny that I noticed that I said I hoped that Trump would say to Israel, you want to fight Iran? Well, go ahead. We're not packing you up. We're all done with Jewish wars. We're not going to spend our money on what you want. And Iran would wipe them out in a matter of a week or two. Because they're not the tribe of Judah. If they were the tribe of Judah, they'd be a mighty force. Are you catching this? So let's back up a little bit. I'm just going to go over it a little bit, and we'll listen to the whole report at one point. I just want you to see how this disinformation and pure untruth is just cast forward to you. Listen.
Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg that the alliance wouldn't come to Israel's defense in case of attack by Iran was a visible sign of the imminent regime change in Israel. More important is what was left unsaid, according to Pentagon sources, which is that NATO will not defend this illegitimate Zionist entity from the Russian bear. In any case, Netanyahu and his regime have lost the support of most real Jews, as opposed to closet Satanists, because of their murderous behavior. This public denouncement of Israel comes as Saudi Arabia prepares to announce Mutaib bin Abdullah as its new ruler, replacing Zionist stooge bin Salman, who...
Let me stop now. Let me stop right there. Zionist stooge. Bin Salman is a Jew. He's not just a Zionist stooge, he's a Jew. But on top of this whole thing, if you have been paying attention, the Jews are now giving military secrets on how to make, you know, nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia. So in other words, there's a new force, a new regime coming into, what he's saying here, a new regime coming into Saudi Arabia. And the Jew has been taken out, the Jew bin Salman. And the people before him, we knew that the prince was Jewish. And I guarantee the new people are Jewish too. But let's listen to this and pay attention. So right now, Israel is giving information on how to make nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia. But listen to this.
And this illegitimate Zionist entity from the Russian bear. In any case, Netanyahu and his regime have lost the support of most real Jews, as opposed to closet Satanists, because of their murderous behavior. This public denouncement of Israel comes as Saudi Arabia prepares to announce Mutaib bin Abdullah as its new ruler, replacing Zionist stooge bin Salman, who was assassinated on April 21st, Pentagon sources say.
Pentagon sources say. Do you really believe he was assassinated? Number two, his name is Abdullah. Okay? Now, I want to tell you a little secret. I was looking through the list of actors and entertainers in the United States and Britain, and so on and so forth. Did you know that Paula Abdul, or whatever her name is there, the one that was with Simon and all those on that stupid show, American Idol, Paula Abdullah, or whatever his name, Abdul. Now, this guy's name is Abdullah, and her name is Abdul. She's a Jewess. She's on the list of Jews. Jewish entertainers. So don't tell me she's not Paula Abdul. She's not, you thought she was, what do you call it? A Muslim or whatever, right? You thought she was an Arabess. No, she's a Jewess. So, Paula Abdul, who's a Jew, and now we've got, listen again now, who's coming in. Now, I haven't seen if these people are Jewish, but if Bin Salman was killed, why didn't they go after his killer? Like they went after this girl got killed in France, this fat Jewess got killed by some radical Muslim or whatever, and he took off and went to Iraq, and they went and they found him. Where is Bin Salman's killer or whatever his name is there? How come they didn't go after him? And how come that didn't hit the headlines that they went and got him? But this meaningless little Jewish girl, who's nobody, is big headlines, and they went and they got this guy who raped and killed her. Can you explain that, please, for me? Let's go back in here. I hope you're paying attention.
In any case, Netanyahu and his regime have lost the support of most real Jews, as opposed to closet Satanists, because of their murderous behavior. This public denouncement of Israel comes as Saudi Arabia prepares to announce Mutaib bin Abdullah as its new ruler, replacing Zionist stooge bin Salman, who was assassinated on April 21st, Pentagon sources say. This is important because it means control of the Saudi oil, the mainstay of the petrodollar, has fallen out of Zionist hands, the sources say.
And the sources say. Now, I'm sure that Saudi oil that was in control of Bin Salman, who is a Jew, the Jews are just going to stand back and let some Arab come in and take over. I'm telling you, it's got to be a Jew. They're not going to let... You heard what he said, that it's going to take over control. This affects the control of Saudi oil. You don't think the Jews are going to let a Jew be assassinated and then somebody else come in, a goyim, so to speak, come in and take over the Saudi oil, and they're just going to sit back and say, oh, that's no big deal, you know, it's no problem. Sure. Let's listen.
For sure, Bin Salman, who was in the press daily until gunfire erupted in his palace on April 21st, has vanished from public view. A public announcement will be needed, though, to confirm what these sources are saying. However, a different Pentagon source came forward last week with related news that could affect the management and ownership of most publicly listed Western corporations. According to this source, the military backers of the Trump regime are considering giving Leo Wanta and his people control of the $26 trillion in funds they claim were illegitimately taken from them by the Bush faction of the Hazarian mob. Wanta has been invited to Washington, D.C. this week to discuss these funds, the source says. If they are going to get this money for Wanta, they are going to have to take it from Vanguard, the source says. Vanguard, Bush, together with State Street, Rockefeller, and BlackRock, Rothschild, control most major Western corporations. The U.S. military move to take over Vanguard, and possibly State Street as well as BlackRock, may be in preparation for a showdown with a Eurasian alliance over control of the world's financial system. In this context, the summit next week between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is about far more than just peace in the Korean Peninsula. According to the Gnostic Illuminati, Kim Jong-un is in fact the leader of an alliance that controls China as well as much of East Asia. Regardless of whether or not this is true about
Of course it's not true. Of course it's not true. And the Khazarian mafia that Bush controls. Wait till you hear what is said about Bush a little later here, if I remember correctly, okay? This is really remarkable, okay?
Kim, a look at the overall world situation leaves it beyond a doubt that the U.S.-dominated Western military-industrial complex and a Eurasian alliance are negotiating a new way to run the planet. The key as to who will come out on top looks increasingly like it is being held by India. India has a young population roughly equal in size to China's rapidly aging population. That's why the US side has been trying to convince India to join an alliance with itself, Japan, Australia, and Indonesia to contain China. The US last week renamed their Pacific Command the Indo-Pacific Command as a part of their appeal to India. The Chinese, however, seem to have the upper hand, in that India has joined with Russia and China as...
Can you imagine the day that people who crap all over the streets and all over every place are the top people in the world? I mean, let's be realistic here, seriously. Are you catching all this? Let's continue.
Part of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, a Eurasian military and economic alliance. Last week, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, speaking at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore, made it clear that India was not interested in playing great power games, saying Asia of rivalry will hold us all back. Asia of cooperation will shape this century. We recommend reading Modi's not too long speech in its entirety at the link below. In any case, the Shangri-La meeting in Singapore is just one of several high-level gatherings taking place in the run-up to the Kim/Trump summit next week. This week we'll also see a G7, public Western government, summit meeting in Canada, as well as a Bilderberg, secret Western government, meeting in Italy, as the West tries to coordinate its stance in the big power negotiations with Asia next week. So let us turn back now to the situation in the West, starting with Europe. First of all, it is probably no coincidence that the Bilderberg meeting this year is taking place in Italy,
yeah.
Since the new regime there is opposed to the euro and is thus an existential threat to the Union as it now stands. In basic terms, the economic math makes it very obvious that Southern Europe, Spain, Italy, Greece, and Portugal, would be better off without the euro, and this is a reality the secret elite will inevitably have to face. Furthermore, the fall of the Nazi House of Bush means there is no longer any serious Western military-industrial back.
The fall of the Nazi House of Bush. Now, just previously in this report, it was the Khazarian Mafia Bush, right? Now, nowhere is anything being said that Bush is a Jew, but we know that the Bush family are Jews. And they're equating Nazis. It just doesn't make any, it doesn't make any sense at all. You got to realize that he's saying that Benjamin Netanyahu's predecessor was Hitler, Adolf Hitler. And he's also saying that the Khazarian mafia, part of it is the Bush enterprise, but now he's saying it's the Nazi. Listen again, real quick.
In basic terms, the economic math makes it very obvious that Southern Europe, Spain, Italy, Greece, and Portugal would be better off without the euro, and this is a reality the secret elite will inevitably have to face. Furthermore, the fall of the Nazi House of Bush means there is no longer any serious Western military-industrial backing for the German-centered EU project as it now stands. The collapse, however, will take place in slow motion. The other issue there is that Slovenia, Melania Trump's homeland, has now joined Poland and Hungary in electing a regime that is opposed to the current EU policy of mass immigration, mostly from Muslim countries. The overall trend is that Central Europe is now joining Southern Europe in moving away from EU domination by Germany, plus French lackeys, albeit for different reasons. The UK, with its Brexit, has also already said no to the EU. Clearly, a deeply divided Europe is in no position to represent the West in big negotiations with the East. The other key G7 power center, Japan, is also in deep disarray, because the regime there is viewed by the Asian underworld as a colonial slave government. The North Koreans are seen as the legitimate government for Korea and Japan, Japanese right-wing sources say.
It's incredible. Now, this guy supposedly resides in Japan, and he talks with the White Dragon Society and all this stuff. Almost nothing in any of his reports ever comes true. These reports go on week after week after week, and I listened to them because I wanted to see what he's trying to put forth all the time here. You see, he's not being honest with you. Of course. He's not letting you know that they're all in cahoots with the same thing. It's not that the Bushes are Nazis. The Bushes are Jews. And just because a few nations have gone rogue and said that they don't want to put up with this immigration doesn't mean that the Jews aren't going to still try to force them to have that immigration. These reports just do not ring true. We do not see free speech progressing forward and flourishing, do we? As a matter of fact, we're seeing the exact opposite. There's only one real entity out there that wants to curtail free speech, and that's the lying Jews. Yes, they get a few Shabbos Goy to help them out, or else they couldn't do it. But let me tell you something. These reports are a waste of time. I've listened to them enough to realize that they never come true. And to realize that the agenda is to keep telling you, remember the first thing that was said, that soon Israel will be freed from the Satanists. It will be liberated from the Satanists. When Israel are the Satanists. They're the troubled nation, the little nation of the book of Esdras, that are troubling the whole world. They've got it right now so that you can't speak against the Jews in many countries, and that they're putting people in jail for the most minor things as far as freedom of speech goes. for playing a song or for a dog doing a Nazi salute. You know, speaking about those salutes, don't you find that kind of interesting? That John Hagee puts his hand out almost exactly like a Nazi salute, but nobody ever calls him on it because all he does is praise and up and down the Jews in Israel. So they don't call him out on it. But you got the little queer David Hogg who puts his fist up in the air, and that's okay. You can put your fist up in the air. You can raise your hand and put your hand towards the audience. There's no problem with that. You can do the Il Cornuto like they all do, all the Jews. Right? You know, the Il Cornuto, the devil horns. You can raise your hand, raise your fist. You can do anything. The only thing you can't do is put your hand forward like Hitler did. Can you see the control? Can you see how idiotic it really is? There have been people who have been put in jail, supposedly, for just giving the Nazi salute. And the Nazi salute is, well, I don't call it the Nazi salute, because they're not Nazis. Remember, it's the Ashkenazi, the Khazarian mafia. See, when you put your fist in the air, it's power, and you're putting it towards the Father in heaven. When you raise your hand up to the audience, that's hello. But when you put your hand forward, what is it really saying? We are one as a nation. We are one. Adolf Hitler is, I am yours, so to speak. And you are mine. We are Germany. We are together. They don't like that. So whether it's, you know, they can give all their Freemasonic hand signals and everything, but you cannot do that particular hand signal. They can speak with their feet, stick out their tongues, wink their eyes, speak with hands and feet, as I said. But you can't, that's the one thing you can't do. It's very interesting to watch this all. Let's just listen to the rest of this report just for the heck of it. See what else is said here.
And that is why the Japanese have been excluded from U.S./North Korean negotiations. Furthermore, the Bush proxies like Richard Armitage, Barbara Bush's cousin, have lost power, meaning there is a vacuum in the U.S. colonial control grid in Japan. It is in this context that we must look at Trump's decision to impose tariffs on European as well as Japanese and Canadian steel and aluminum. The aim is use this measure to force a change in the economic governance of the West. In a sense, Trump is right to say that if the U.S. has a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, then winning a trade war is a no-brainer. However, what he is just realizing is the U.S. economy was allowed to be hollowed out by huge trade deficits because the owners of the current petrodollar-centered financial system were mostly either not American, or else not patriotic Americans.
And who would be not American, and who would be at least not patriotic Americans? Can you say Jew internationalists? Who would want to hollow out America? Do you remember the quote about America? We don't care about America. It can just dry up and blow away. Right? You know, they've spent a lot of time taking down the New Jerusalem, which is the USA. It has USA right in the word Jerusalem, right in the center of it, by the way. And they've tried to take this thing down in every way they can, just like he just said with hollowing out the economy. But Yahweh himself has kept this steed standing. The big tick on the horse are these internationalists that hate nationalism and are trying to destroy all countries of the world at once. This is what I talked about on Saxon's Creed, is the difference between this time and previous times they've taken down empires, is they would take one empire down at a time, or two at the time, you know, by putting them at war with one another. However, these world wars began a takedown of all the nations at once, all the Israelite nations, which are the white Caucasian nations, the true tribes of Israel. Make no mistake that the Jews, who are a cursed people and cursed to be vagabonds and wanderers and not to have a nation of their own, have taken advantage of being in all the countries of the world and have gotten their footholds in those countries by being there, by using the same techniques, because it doesn't matter where they are in the world. If you saw The Eternal Jew, the movie, the Jews that were coming from Khazaria, so to speak, didn't have a farmer among them. They were all merchants. But they went to Palestine, the Germans, and the Jews were the same there. And if you went to New York City, the Jews were same there. And if you went to the big cities of America or London or France, they were the same there. They're always merchants. Not just the Khazarians were merchants. The Khazarians, though they say they're fake Jews, have Hittite blood within them. And you can see, because there's not a farmer among them, obviously they must not have the ability to farm, and they have the same propensity that any Jew in any other part of the world has. A Jew is a Jew is a Jew is a Jew, period. It doesn't matter what soil this thing is on. This living dead thing. It is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just continue a little bit here.
Our sources suggest that's why the move with Wanta, if true, may be a sign that Trump is finally finding the right target. If Trump can get control over the system that is based on the US dollar, euro, and yen, he will be in a much stronger position to negotiate a new global financial/political architecture with the Eurasian Alliance. His regime just needs to round up a few more oligarchs and he might just be able to pull it off. On that front, steady progress continues, Pentagon sources say. For one thing, the number two leader of Sex Cult Zivm, actress Allison Mack, may have sung to take down Hollywood and Bronfman's, the sources say. The Bronfman family got rich selling booze to Al Capone and now is one of the main controlling families of media giants like AOL Time Warner. The other big Zionist media entity under attack is Disney. ABC's Roseanne Barr was martyred to take down Barack Obama handler Valerie Jarrett and her defender Disney.
Did you just hear that? Did you just hear him just tell you that the Bronfmans are Zionists? The Bronfmans are Jews. Al Capone is a Jew. He's a Sicilian that has Jewish blood flowing through his veins. I'm going to tell you something right now, that I have learned a great deal on how to discern if white people have Jewish blood in them. And many of these Jews have widow's peaks, like a vampire. Like, you see Count Chocula, you want to see a Jew? Go look at Count Chocula. You want to see a Jew? Go look at Uncle Samuel, Uncle Samael. You want to see a Jew? Uncle Sam is a Jew. Uncle Samael, the devil, wants you to fight in Jewish wars for him. Uncle Samael wants you. And he's pointing at you too, just like Bernie. You know Bernie the Jew? But notice how he just says that. Let's listen to this again. Notice how he just goes over it, and he never wants to say the word Jew unless it's the good Jews. In other words, the real Jews. We're going to listen to this whole report again just so that you can get it. But remember what he said earlier, that Benjamin Netanyahu has lost the support of real Jews. See? Real Jews would be those 5% of Jews that are the good Jews. And the Khazarian Mafia is the 95%. This is what comes from Benjamin Friedman's report at the Willard Hotel in 1961. I'm not so sure that that's the first time that that agenda was put forward. I just know that that's the first time that I've seen it. I'm going to tell you some other things that I have found out about Jews too. You know, the widow's peak. Lips, very wide mouths. Faces that look freaky, like Charles Krauthammer. Go look at Charles Krauthammer. You would swear that this is a clown without makeup. I mean, it's a horrific looking individual. You might have thought he was a German by the name Krauthammer, right? I'm going to tell you that as I investigate film noir, and I find out that the Jews are often playing not only white people, but they're playing the Italian roles of mafiosos. And it will amaze you on what this whole Hollywood television psyop is. It's to demonize the white man. And there's no doubt about it. You will never see a portrayal of a good Christian man. If it is a Christian man and they wanted to portray it, it might be a Sicilian. I saw that on, there's a series that I had never heard of before called The Naked City. And it came out in 1963. And I kept looking at this actor on The Naked City. And I came to find out, I'm saying to myself, this guy is definitely a Jew. There's no doubt in my mind that this guy is a Jew. And after some research, here it is right here. Let me open this PDF. After some research, now you would swear this was a white man. And of course, he's playing a cop in New York. Do I have this up? Can we get this up? Okay, there's a thing called Halogroup G found within Jewish communities. And it talks about Moroccan Jews, Sephardim, Mountain Jews, Libyan Jews, Iraqi Jews, Ashkenazim Jews, and Bene Israel Jews. Those are the ones from India. And it says, famous Jews within Hallow Group G. And it says, lo and behold, there he is, James Franciscus. James Franciscus is this, he plays this cop. He plays with John McIntyre, who took over for Ward Bond in the old Wagon Train series. He was on many things, The Virginian. And he's the main cop in this story, and James Franciscus is the younger feller. And I've been trying to find out if John McIntyre, and that sounds ridiculous that he would be Jewish, but Irish people can mix and have Jewish blood too. When I look at this John McIntyre's face with his wide, wide mouth, he has some seriously Jewish characteristics, but I can't prove it on him, but I could on James Franciscus. I was looking at this fellow, and this is something you have to train yourself in. Your responsibility for your own, you're responsible for your own training. Go look up the actor James Franciscus. You've seen him before. You may not recognize the name right now. Does that sound like that's a Jew to you? Or does that sound like that's a Jesuit Catholic, James Franciscus, or an Italian or something? Go look at him. You might even think he's a white man right away. But if you pay attention and you learn, I knew he was Jewish, and I found the proof. What they've been doing, ladies and gentlemen, is they've been getting you used, so used to seeing Jews that you're no longer, and Negroes, that you're no longer horrified or shocked. Because let me tell you something right now, if you ever see the movie Der Jude, and you see these Jews who assimilate into German society or European society or American society, you will literally be scared. It's really a horror show. It's literally scary. But you have seen Jews throughout your life, all in these Hollywood things and in the on television, on the news, etc., 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 that you're so used to seeing Jews that you can barely identify them anymore. Remember that Yahweh had separated the races in his wisdom and put them on different continents. And you would always know who's who and who's Jew. But in this mixed up multicultural jungle, one of the purposes of mixing everybody up is so that you can no longer tell who's who and who's Jew. It took me a while to figure out that the Sicilian Italians had Jewish blood running through their veins. As a matter of fact, one of the things it said was about the Moors. The Jews, after 1492, ended up going and mixing in, what's it called there in Italy? I'll find out what it's called if I can. Morocco. Many of the Jews went to Morocco, which is at the top of Italy. And they severely mixed in those areas. There's a lot more than meets the eye here. One fellow had said something that I find very, very interesting on EFR. And I'll see if that comment is still there. Let me just check it out and see if it's there. You know, Jews traditionally are not tall. As a matter of fact, you look at somebody like Dr. Ruth or somebody like that, and you'll notice that they're very short people. You'll notice that many of the so-called Mexicans and those from down there are very, very short people too. Well, this fellow is in this discussion and he says this. What is interesting is that Mexicans and other Hispanics do not speak Spanish. They speak Hispanic, which is an hybrid language. Why? Very simple. Mexicans are hybrids. They are either Indian and French, Indian and Spanish, or Indian and black, and they hate each other. They speak a hybrid language because they are hybrids, just like the Jews speak Yiddish because they're hybrids. They speak a hybrid language. They don't speak Hebrew because they're not Israelites. I began to go on searches too to find out who else has been Jew. I told you that Richard Boone was a Jew. I recognized that he was a Jew because he looked like Shemp. And when I investigated, I found out that he had a Jewish parent. He's a hybrid. He's half white, half Jew. And then I look at Charles Bronson, whose name is Charles Buchinski. He's also a Jew. Said he just did acting for the money. Isn't that what Jews do? I happen to like the Charles Bronson movies. I love the Death Wish movies and so on and so forth. But you look at him and you can see that he looks like a Mexican, doesn't he? You really wouldn't say, well, Charles Bronson's a Jew, but he is. You see, the problems in America that we have here, they're bringing those hybrids from the south border. And then they're hybridizing people within the borders of the United States. They've brought in all sorts of hybrid Jews into the United States, and they're bringing in other hybrid Muslims that are no longer this seed of Ishmael. They told you it was called the melting pot. America's the melting pot. We didn't want it to be the melting pot. They told you it was. But now you see why America is in the condition it's in. The land of the hybrid. And the purity of the nation is dying off. You think about it. It's very plain and simple. So this James Franciscus, or whatever his name. You know, funny thing, I was looking at, cowboys, and I found out that the first cowboy to play in motion pictures was a Jew. And then I began to look at other cowboys like Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. And I must tell you, I'm not sure about Roy Rogers, and I can't prove he's a Jew. And I can't prove Dale Evans is a Jew either, but I'm going to tell you something right now. You go look at a picture of Dale Evans, and I see the Jewish trait. I see, number one, I see the widow's peak. Number two, I see the extra high forehead. And Evans is traditionally a Jewish name. I'm sure there might be people that have the name Evans that aren't Jews. Evans. Are you now starting to see the world around you and understand what's really going on around you from the reports that I've given you? Yes, the Italian people got very angry with me when I... they kept thinking I meant that every Italian is a Jew. That's not true. Maybe every Sicilian Italian is not a Jew. But the Italians of the North do not believe the Italians from Sicily and the islands are real Italians. And they ought to know. So the arrow definitely points because Sicily is a multicultural area. It always has been. The Moors went down there and they mixed. And Arabs went down there and Greeks and all kinds of things went down there. Blacks, the Moors, yeah. And Jews after Spain in 1492. That's one of the ramifications of Spain in 1492 is those who would want to stay in Spain, and they had to try to stay in Spain, pretended they were Christian Catholics. Because those people didn't know that the Jews would pretend they were something and still adhere to their own religion. Just like in America, they pretend to be citizens and politicians of America. But they have dual citizenship because they're only playing like they're interested in America. They're not interested in any nation itself. They're into internationalism because that's what they are. They don't want countries to be separate nations. They want no borders whatsoever. A separate nation is a problem for the Jews, problem for the internationalists. They want interdependence, not independence. So in 1492, one of the ramifications was that Columbus took the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria full of Jews to America. And somebody rewrote history and said that America was discovered by Columbus in 1492, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, you've been tricked. You're being tricked all over the place. And if you don't get savvy soon, all will be lost, including yourself, if you already aren't lost. May Yahweh awaken you. May you begin to listen to the truth and begin to love it. May you begin to adhere to it, to be attracted to it. Rather than being lured by the spell that has been put upon you and all the nations of the world, may you have the propensity to shed off the spell and to put on the armor of truth. May you shed off this spell that has been put upon you like a snake sheds out of its skin. And may you abhor the lie. May you abhor the hybrid. May you abhor the impure. May you abhor evil. May you also recognize evil. The problem is you're so used to seeing these evil hybrids that you don't even know what the real is anymore. And the hybrid has its own agenda to make you hate the pure. They want to destroy the pure. They didn't come this far and destroy Ishmael and destroy all those down in Mexico, the white Spanish. They want to go all the way. And either you're going to be a victim or you're going to be awakened. Okay, let me continue on this, and then we're going to listen to this whole speech.
Disney CEO Bob Iger and her canceled show may be picked up by Fox.
Yeah, hold on.
Some were mostly either not American or else not patriotic Americans.
Let me go back.
Our sources. It is in this context that we must look at Trump's decision to impose tariffs on European as well as Japanese and Canadian steel and aluminum. The aim is use this measure to force a change in the economic governance of the West. In a sense, Trump is right to say that if the U.S. has a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, then winning a trade war is a no-brainer. However, what he is just realizing is the U.S. economy was allowed to be hollowed out by huge trade deficits because the owners of the current petrodollar-centered financial system were mostly either not American, or else not patriotic Americans. Our sources suggest that's why the move with Wanta, if true, may be a sign that Trump is finally finding the right target. If Trump can get control over the system that is based on the US dollar, euro, and yen, he will be in a much stronger position to negotiate a new global financial/political architecture with the Eurasian Alliance.
Pay attention.
His regime just needs to round up a few more oligarchs and he might just be able to pull it off. On that front, steady progress continues, Pentagon sources say. For one thing, the number two leader of sex cult Zivm, actress Allison Mack, may have sung to take down Hollywood and Bronfman's, the sources say. The Bronfman family got rich selling booze to Al Capone and now is one of the main controlling families of media giants like AOL Time Warner. The other big Zionist media entity under attack is Disney.
Zionist media. Listen, a Zionist is somebody that's not Jewish. Like John Hagee. Disney is run by Jews. Iger is a Jew. Bronfman's a Jew. She was talking about Allison Mack, and I had talked to you about this before, that there was a brilliant white man who had a genius IQ, and he had a business idea that would have competed with the Jews, and the Jews could not have that. He had a business where if you joined this group, you would buy products all together. And by buying in volume, you would get it at the cheapest price possible, which is, you know, a wonderful idea. Shortly after this company began to go forward, all of a sudden, Jewesses showed up in his organization. And one of them was the Bronfman woman. Next thing you know, he lost his business. Next thing you know, it's the Nexium cult. And there's all sorts of sex slavery and all kinds of degradation and perversion and everything like that. You see, the Jews sent the Jewesses to destroy this white Anglo-Saxon man because he would have competed with the Jews, and they can't have that. And so this filthy Jew here is not going to tell you that Bronfman is a Jew, or that Disney is a Jew-run company. Listen again. He said it's a Zionist-controlled company. Listen.
There is viewed by the Asian underworld as a colonial slave government. The North Koreans lost power, meaning there is
Let
a vacuum in
it.
The U.S.
Right here.
In a sense, Trump is right to say that if the U.S. has a trade deficit of $800 billion a year, then winning a trade war is a no-brainer. However, what he is just realizing is the U.S. American, or else not patriotic Americans. Our sources suggest that's why the move with WANTA, if true, trade deficit of $800 billion a year.
All right, well, listen to this
and
part.
Winning a trade war is a no-brainer. However, what he is just realizing is the U.S. economy was allowed to be hollowed out by huge trade deficits because the owners of the current petrodollar-centered financial system were mostly either not American, or else not patriotic Americans.
Who are the owners, before we go into this other part again, who are the owners of the petrodollar? Why, it's the Jews. And what does it say right there? What did it say again? It said they are either, they hollowed out the economy, and they are either foreigners, so to speak, or not patriotic Americans. And of course, I pointed out that that would be the Jews. Let's just play that. And then it'll go to that other part again.
Trade deficit of $800 billion a year. Then winning a trade war is a no-brainer. However, what he is just realizing is the U.S. economy was allowed to be hollowed out by huge trade deficits because the owners of the current petrodollar-centered financial system were mostly either not American, or else not patriotic Americans. Our sources suggest that's why the move with WANTA, if true,
see how it's danced around the subject of the Jew is danced around?
If Trump can get control over the system that is based on the U.S. dollar, euro, and yen, he will be in a much stronger position to negotiate a new global financial/political architecture with the Eurasian Alliance. His regime just needs to round up a few more oligarchs and he might just be able to pull it off.
Now pay attention.
On that front, steady progress continues, Pentagon sources say. For one thing, the number two leader of sex cult Zivm, actress Allison Mack, may have sung to take down Hollywood and Bronfman's, the sources say. The Bronfman family got rich selling booze to Al Capone and now is one of the main controlling families of media giants like AOL Time Warner. The other big Zionist media entity under attack is Disney. ABC's Roseanne Barr was martyred to take down Barack Obama handler Valerie Jarrett and her defender Disney CEO Bob Iger, and her canceled show may be picked up by Fox, say Pentagon sources. Furthermore, they add, Harvey Weinstein and his former employer Disney ETAL may be charged with RICO violations for running a criminal sexual enterprise, as Trump may even nationalize that cultural icon to protect children. Also, in Washington, D.C., deep state and Zionist agents are history, as the Department of Defense takes over the security clearance process for the whole of government to allow only white hats and patriots, the sources say.
Does that mean there'll be Jewish patriots now? Did you notice what was all said right there? Did you notice that the word Jew isn't put in there? Then he didn't even use the Khazarian Mafia. He used the word Zionist. See how the terms are used to mask things out. When we're all talking about through this whole thing, you're literally talking about the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, the Jews, and the Jews. Whether they're called Zionists, whether they're called Satanists, whether they're called, any of these things. Al Capone. Trust me, Al Capone is a Sicilian. Go look at his face. Look at his lips. He's not a white man. He doesn't look like a white man. He looks like the Jew Mayor LaGuardia of New York. He looks just like him almost. Looks like the same, the same type of Jew. And Mayor LaGuardia pretended he was an Italian too. But he's a Sicilian, and he's a Jew. See, it's all here in front of your face, folks. Let's listen to this little part again. I can't help it, but I have to.
Be in a much stronger position to negotiate a new global financial/political architecture with the Eurasian Alliance. His regime just needs to round up a few more oligarchs, and he might just be able to pull it off.
Ready?
On that front, steady progress continues, Pentagon sources say. For one thing, the number two leader of sex cult Zivm, actress Allison Mack, may have sung to take down Hollywood and Bronfman's, the sources say. The Bronfman family got rich selling booze to Al Capone and now is one of the main controlling families of media giants like AOL Time Warner. The other big Zionist media entity under attack is Disney. ABC's Roseanne Barr was martyred to take down Barack Obama handler Valerie Jarrett and her defender Disney CEO Bob Iger, and her canceled show may be picked up by Fox.
Yeah, so the devil's entity Disney gets rid of Roseanne Barr, and then the devil's Fox News, a Fox Studios, which is 666. F is the sixth letter. O is the 15th letter. 1 and 5 is 6. And X is 2 and 24th letter, which is 2 and 4 is 6. So the devil plays the game. Roseanne says something, and she's the biggest thing in television, but here's the psyop of the whole thing. So she says that blacks are monkeys, even though some rabbi said that recently in the last year and a half, and there's no problem with that. But she said it, and the psyop is, it doesn't matter how big you are, we are not going to tolerate anything said bad about blacks or Jews. And even though Roseanne is so big, even she will lose her show. Yes, but don't worry, because another devil channel will pick her up anyway. And it'll go on like nothing happened. But in your mind, you'll always remember, it doesn't matter how big you are, don't say anything about blacks looking like monkeys, even though they do. Right?
Say Pentagon sources. Furthermore, they add, Harvey Weinstein and his former employer Disney ETAL may be charged with RICO violations for running a criminal sexual enterprise, as Trump may even nationalize that cultural icon to...
Did you notice it said that Harvey Weinstein may be? It doesn't say he will be. It said he may be. You know what that means? That he may not be.
To protect children. Also, in Washington, D.C., deep state and Zionist agents are history, as the Department of Defense takes over the security clearance process for the whole of government to allow only white hats and patriots, the sources say. What all this means is that the military government behind Trump is solidifying its position as representative of the West in negotiations with the Eurasian Alliance. However, Trump needs to learn that bullying and table pounding do not go over well in Asia. China has made it clear it will meet the U.S. halfway, but that any attempt by Trump to bully his way into a deal will backfire, issuing a statement that read, in part, all economic and trade outcomes of the talks will not take effect if the U.S. side imposes any trade sanctions, including raising tariffs. Nonetheless, all the moves described above represent a fundamental change of direction in how the world is governed now that the Zionist apocalyptic nightmare is ending.
So is the Zionist apocalyptic nightmare ending? It's now the Zionist apocalyptic nightmare, but before it was the Khazarian Mafia, which is the same thing in the sense of they're on the same side. We know that these Zionists are people like Hagee. They're non-Jews usually, although we do have some, they like to play some of the Orthodox rabbis as Zionists, which is a bunch of crapola. They're Jews and Zionism. According to this fellow that went to prison there, you know, for 13 months for over in England, Robertson or whatever his name is, Robinson or whatever his name is, he's a Zionist, and he admitted it right on tape. And they said, well, what is a Zionist? He says, a Zionist is somebody that believes in Israel's right to have a nation of their own. So if you're a Zionist, let me tell you what that really means about you. When the Heavenly Father said to these cursed people, the seed line of Cain, that you will not have a land of your own, you will be vagabonds and wanderers, which means internationalists, you will not have a land of your own, and the land will not yield to you. You will not be able to farm anymore. If you believe that these cursed people, if you're a Zionist, and you believe that these cursed people have a right to their own land, that means you're going against the ever-living God, Yahweh himself. That means, just like Donald Trump, he pitted himself against Yahweh himself. He went against the will of the ever-living God, and he is trying to recognize that these Jews have a land of their own by putting our embassy in Jerusalem. But let me tell you right now, make no mistake, they do not have a land of their own, and they will not have a land of their own. Just like the Golan Heights, they've stolen that land. They only occupy it, and this is 70 years now. And they're genociding multiple peoples all over the world, including the whites, including the Palestinians, including anybody that does not agree with the Jewish agenda. Anybody that is not a Zionist, that is a non-Jew, you've got to go. Either you go against the living God, the ever-living God, Yahweh, the Most High, and you agree with the Jew that the Jew has a right to his own nation, a right to his own land, or you got to go. Understood? Only it just doesn't really work that way. That's just the way the Jews are trying to work it. But Yahweh has his own plan too. And we await the unfurling. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The sides are being drawn, heavily being drawn at this time. That's one of the characteristics of the time that we're in, is the sheep and the goats are separating themselves. They're making their own decisions on whether they're going to be sheep or goats. Number two, the corruption is at such a level that it has caused chaos all over the world. And with the equation Yahweh has given me, corruption leads to chaos, and chaos leads to judgment. The world is rife for judgment. I can't tell you when it's going to be. I can't tell you because I'm not a prophet. But you don't have to be a prophet to know that the world is in chaos because of the corruption. And you don't have to be a genius to know what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. The corruption had gotten so bad that the whole place was in chaos. It came to the point where Yahweh had to get Lot out of there. He cared for his own that much that he got Lot out of there before he was going to let the judgment ensue upon Sodom and Gomorrah. As far as the woman looking back at it, the reason why is she shouldn't have looked back. Once you leave Babylon, don't look back fondly at it. Let it go. Because it's not something you should love. It's something you should abhor, just like the hybrids. This has been a News Bites special report. And until next time, smarten up. And don't look down.